mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Here we are. It's the 17th day of November 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We've got Paul Watson joining us in the next hour, as he does at least once a week. We've got some other guests as well that we're scheduling. There is so much to talk about today. First off, they're now talking about Lord Ridge, Governor Ridge, leaving his post as Homeland Security Chief. And again, that doesn't matter. Bush said they're getting rid of the lightning rods so you won't pay attention to the new agendas, which is the same agenda. Expanded, gigantic, total police state. And then yesterday, I finally went ahead and read the whole article that I'd had in front of me. I'd only read the first page about tiny antennas to be in the pill bottles. And then I read the whole article, I guess another version of it that was in the Austin American-Statesman, and they were admitting everything you do, everything you buy, every product, it'll all be tracked by these RFIDs, and the wireless internet's going to be used to scan it as you go around your daily business. And then right next to that story, Governor Schwarzenegger wants to tax everybody by the mile with transponders or satellite tracker boxes. And it's so good. And then I get in my car after the TV show last night, and I turn on the radio, and it's that Clark Howard show. I'm going to help you save money. And last week I heard him talking about how he's part of one of these state guards that have been turned into tattletale squads and how proud he is of it. And then last night it was, you're listening to the Clark Howard Show. Governor Schwarzenegger's doing something fabulous. Just fabulous. He's going to tax you by the mile. It's going to be a great deal. I mean, it's so wonderful.
Literally, folks, and that's how the guy talks, I'm just inundated with this propaganda everywhere I go, and I don't even watch much television. And so I got the articles from the L.A. Times and ABC Action News and the rest of it, and they had polls. 95% are against it. You don't think Arnold cares, do you? He's got the electronic voting machines and men with machine guns and black ski masks, just like Austin, Texas. 93% of you are against it. They're putting it in here locally and in Houston. In Houston, it's 98%, and they just laugh at you and say, we don't care. We don't care what you think anymore. We used to, but now you don't vote anymore. That's right, our special voting machine does. You go, oh, they wouldn't run a scam with those. Oh, no, we've just caught them coast-to-coast doing it. And see, it's about trillions of dollars. That's why they're doing all this, because now they're going to say, well, you voted for it. Well, vote me out if you don't like it. And then their media is going to tell you how popular all these policies are when they're not. They got a big problem on their hands, my friends. A big, big problem on their hands, though, because we're all going to be looking at each other going, well, I'm not for this. Well, you're not for this. Well, you're not for it. Well, you're not for it. And all these independent polling groups do polls, and they can't find anyone who's for it. You know, maybe a couple out of 100. And they're going, well, there's a magic group out voting that is. And that magic group that no one can find says turn in all the guns. It's a democracy. Well, in a democracy, if 51% say take the guns, it happens. In a republic, you can't because there's certain basic rights everybody's got that no president or no Chucky Schumer in the Senate can take from you. That's why they keep telling you people's will, democracy, democracy, democracy. We'll be right back, my friends. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 17th day of November, 04. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. I have a challenge to the listeners and a challenge to people that disagree with me about the Iraq war. I believe it's a total fraud and very evil. Go to prisonplanet.com and link through to where it says photos of Fallujah. These are Getty News Service. These are Reuters News Service. These are confirmed photographs. And I want you to look at children blown in half, dead babies, children with their legs blown off, our dead troops, piles of dead bodies, dead Iraqis, dead women. And then I want you to call into my show and say they're not human, like I've heard you calling into other shows saying they're not human. Good. If that's your view, fine, keep it. But I want you to go look at the dead children and the children with their legs blown off with blood spewing, and I want you to then look at their little bodies, and I want you to say they're not human. In fact, call your small children into the room after you're done looking at it and look at them, and then send them back out of the room, and then look at the dead and dying babies, toddlers, five-year-olds, women, and just say they're not human and say it's good, and then say, nuke them. You know, put the big bumper stickers on the backs of your trucks I've seen. Nuke Iraq, nuke Fallujah. They're very popular right now.
the same website selling stickers like that had like Team Bush and with selling Bush as a helmet with W on the side or Team NASCAR, you know, equating it with some type of winning team. I want you to go look at it. Just do it. Look at the children, and then let's see if you can do it. And if you can, then you are ready to enter hell. Satan is your brother, your father, and you should bow down and worship who you are possessed by. I personally am against all this, and I love God, and I love His children, and I am pained greatly by this. But I want you to go look at it. I want you to go face it. As the Marines we've had on this show and the soldiers we've had on this broadcast, they've come on and they faced it, what they saw, the dead and dying children, and how they shoot anything that moves, how they've been ordered to, how it's a big joke, and how it's broken them, and how they have nightmares about it. Because they were there, they faced it, and they had some humanity. Some of them don't have humanity and love it. In fact, there was one Reuters reporter we had on who was in the Green Zone almost a year ago, and down the street they just killed a bunch of children in a crowd because somebody threw some rocks. They just opened fire and shot everybody, people protesting over not having water, clean water. I think you'd protest if you didn't have clean water for 6 months. And they killed a bunch of people, including children, and they were arguing with Marines, some of these reporters, you know, how dare you, you've killed children. And the Marines began screaming, good, we're going to kill some more of the little bastards. That was witnessed by a whole bunch of American reporters. Good! We're going to kill a bunch of the little bastards. So, they're killing lots of them. Go look at the handiwork. I mean, you enjoy talking about it so much. In your soft, easy boy, you know, lazy chair lifestyle. Again, I know a liquor store owner, and he said that he'd never sold more whiskey, not on Thanksgiving, not on the day before Christmas. On the eve of the war and for that week of the bombardment, people were just in drunken delight, sitting in their chairs, associating their personal power with the imperial forces, blasting the living daylights out of a country. A country our government put under 12 years of sanctions and killed 1.5 million of them. A country where our government put Saddam Hussein into power. A country where, under our funding and orders, 1 million Iraqis died fighting the Iranians. Saddam was told, yeah, go ahead and invade Kuwait. We're your ally. Again, I don't defend Saddam Hussein. I don't defend those that put him into power, those that were in business with him, like the Bushes and BCCI. You see, when I think about a problem, I think about the history of it, the factors that go into it. I know where Iraq is on a map. I know the history of Iraq going back 3,000 years. I know about the politics of Iraq. I know about the different factions in Iraq. I know about the history of Iran. I know about the history of Kuwait. I know about the history of Egypt. I know about the history of Israel. I know about the history of all these places because that's what I do. I spent my time, before I made an opinion, before I came out with what I believe, I spent years studying it. But you, with the Newcomb on the back of your car, you don't even know where it is on a map, most of you, in major polls that have been done. You, half of you, actually think Saddam and Bin Laden are the same person in a major poll. You people are mentally ill. You are mental cripples. As Red Beckman said yesterday, you are sickos. Well, does that mean you're for John Kerry? No, John Kerry's for your war, and he wants to expand it. John Kerry's for the assault weapons ban and open borders and signing on to UNESCO and the free traded area of the Americas and everything else Bush is for. They give you a false choice. They told Iraq, let the UN keep sucking off of you and running its scams and feeding off the people and have controlled genocide going on and siege, the oldest form of total war, or the bad cop will come and get you, which is America. As UN plays the good cop. It's a mafia tactic. Pay us the extortion money, let us run your grocery store, or Luigi's going to burn it to the ground. Now, if you pay me for protection, I can keep Luigi from burning down your grocery store. It's just basic mob psychology, basic extortion, basic terrorism, over and over and over again. And by the way, you think you're part of this system, you think you're part of this establishment, you think you're part of all this, and that you get power off of watching countries get bombed, and you get off on all this because you've never, you know, been in any type of real conflict. You've probably never even, you know, been in a real fist fight. You're soft and weak. But you're into how macho you are. You like to strut around. You probably wear a big cowboy hat. Probably got some cow rope and rope in the back of your pickup truck, and you probably strut around, probably never even been on a horse or rode a bull or dehorned. You're some of the sickest people I've ever seen in my life. You make me want to vomit all over you. You're pukes. You're cowards. You're weaklings. You're disgusting. You're murderers. You have enabled the murder of innocent people by the millions. You are Nazi filth. And again, I'm not talking to 98% of our audience who are wonderful, good, intelligent people from across the political spectrum. I'm talking about those sickos out there. The ones that email me once a week going, I want to kill you. You ought to be put in a camp. Let's nuke those people. They're animals. You are sick. And you ought to repent of what you've turned into. I mean, I want you to go look at the dead children. I mean, do you really think it's precision bombardment when they got 100 howitzers lined up and 100 tanks lined up, just firing into whole zones of a city? You think that's precision? For a week straight before they went in, you think that's precision? But, hey, that's not enough for you. You don't care about precision. You say, nuke them. I hear you every day on talk radio. Nuke them, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. Kill them all. Kill them all. They're not human. Well, they had a chance to leave. 300,000 people in a city. People, most of them are so poor, they're wearing rags. Their kids don't have shoes. They don't even have cars, donkeys, nothing. And there's not another town for 80 miles away through a desert, Rocky Mountain desert, and you're telling them, just leave the city, just leave your little house, and we're going to pick most of you up and put you in re-education centers and interrogate you and break up your families. But that's okay, just walk on down the dirt road towards the tanks, and we're going to take good care of you. Ah, but you don't leave during a hurricane, do you? You don't want to leave your home, but you tell them to leave. You sit there. Oh. And then I've got this article here. I remember 7 years ago getting the federal documents, 6 years ago having members of the federal board on the radio show. Openly, every state, you'll have a transponder or a satellite tracker box in your car that you'll pay for when you get your tags. Everywhere you go will be tracked and traced. Everything you do will be taxed. It's now going into Austin. The city admits it'll be $1,800 a year on average to drive your car per person. Well, Oregon has already made it the law to start doing it. And Arnold Schwarzenegger just proposed it. It's a federal plan. New York's proposing it. By city and county basis, it's going in hundreds of counties and cities. And it doesn't matter if the poll, the latest poll that just came out, 95.2% question, should drivers be taxed by the mile with the use of GPS tracking equipment instead of paying a gasoline tax? 95.2% say no, 4.7% say yes. That's an ABC News poll out of California. But Arnold's on TV, how great it's going to be and how much he loves you and how this is going to be a big tax cut for you. Oh, sure it is. I told you the stated federal plan 7 years ago, and it seemed like forever. It was 2005. Now, we don't have to worry about that. Remember getting the emails, Alex, you're nuts. I'll never do that. Now I talk to yuppies, and they go, well, maybe I will just do it. I mean, as soon as you're faced with it being real, you psychologically decide to accept it as if that gives you some power over it. You people are perfect slaves. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
There's been a lot of new big developments with Darth Arnold. And we'll be talking about that, plus Ridge to resign. It's top news all over Europe and in a lot of our newspapers, but you'll never hear about it nationally. But the election was stolen, clearly, in Ohio. But, hey, Bush's ringer took a dive, and so it doesn't even really matter. There is so much. And, again, we're not for Kerry, folks. We're just reporting the facts. By the way, why aren't you seeing all these photos of children with their legs and arms blown off in our newspapers and magazines and on television? You're not seeing that, see, because you can't see those images. You can only see the fake images in violent movies and TV. That's okay.
But Americans can't handle real images of violence. Whereas 50 years ago, real images of violence were shown all over television and in major publications. Because people didn't mind something if it was real. They wanted to know. They were more informed. But they were very angry about making light of it and showing a fictionalized account. So see, now we see the shifting, but that's coming up. Anthony, Jason, Megan, Charles, others, your calls are coming up right now. I want to get more into this taxation by the mile coming to a town near you very soon. Anthony in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, because you have said before the assault on Fallujah started, that if we're going to have to be there, we should at least just go ahead and get rid of all the insurgents on a common sense kind of basis and not do the half-hearted, you know, assault. And it was delayed due to the presidential election and whatnot. However, at the same time, it's not right to go ahead and use, you know, well, all the dead babies and whatnot, because you're going to have at least some of that to, quote, get rid of all the insurgents if we have to be there in the first place. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to just say, you know, I'm for us getting out of there now, you know, making a big apology and just leaving, you know? I know it's not a grown-up way to think, because Iraq is pretty important for oil.
Well, no, sir, maybe I talk too fast. Maybe I am a illiterate bumpkin who doesn't know how to speak correctly, but let me explain what I said. Okay, I mean in a Machiavellian worldview. I mean just from the point of view of philosophy. I'm against the war. The war is a fraud. The war is over oil and using Iraq as a military launch base to invade other countries. Dick Cheney wrote that in September of 2000. That's his words, not Clark's, not O'Neill's. They all back it up too, but here it is from the horse's mouth, from Darth Cheney's mouth, okay? So here it is in your face. All I said was that our government then, when they go into these wars, on purpose fights them to extend them, because they're making on average about $40 billion a month in profit for the military-industrial complex in Halliburton and others off the taxpayer largesse. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, what is it, $400 billion plus a year now, in Iraq alone. And it's just like Vietnam, where we were not allowed to win the war. It was designed to be protracted and limited. Okay? So I'm not saying I'm for the war. I'm saying look at how Bush, for 2 months, wouldn't let our troops go in to Fallujah and let the insurgents dig in, which will kill more insurgents, more of our troops, and most importantly, more of the civilians that didn't sign up for this. And the military said that. So my point is that they didn't even care about the troops. Even though they're going to go ahead with this, then they didn't try to minimize loss of life by going in early, because it would have been politically unpopular. This even came out in the White House memo. So you understand, I'm not talking about is the war good, is it not good. I'm saying I think it's bad. You're saying you think it's bad. I'm adding that, though, since they're going to have it, since they're there doing this, they don't even care about our troops to begin with.
Okay.
That line, you know, we say most of the Humvees, 90% of them aren't armored, so they've had to put their own plywood in with sandbags.
Yeah.
You know, well, Alex, why are you talking about that if you're against the war? Well, I'm against the war. I'm also for the troops. This shows how the government doesn't give a rip about them.
Okay, I mean,
So, there's multiple conversations and debates and discussions going on simultaneously.
Yeah.
Multifaceted, well, multivariate.
Well, I mean, if in like a perfect world, if they said, well, guys, you know, you, the American people, if you want to get out of Iraq, you know, just tell us. And would you just say, look, your bottom line is you want us to just go, right? Or, right? To leave?
Yes.
That's what I'd say. Okay, all right. All right, Alex, thanks.
Hey, thank you. We should have never gone there to begin with. And they knew it would become a quagmire, and we'd go, we got to stick it out. Then we lose 58,000 over 10 years like Nam. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, you're all going to have a national ID card via your driver's license to have a job, and it'll have over 100 private indexes of all your private information, much of it, of course, mistakes and frauds, instantly pulled up by cameras and police cars that scan your license plates, already going in all over the light poles. Cameras will be in the bathrooms that are already going in to government bathrooms, police bathrooms, school bathrooms. The microphone in your digital cable box or your TiVo system or your computer will be listening to you at all times. By law, you'll have to have an OnStar system in your car that listens to you and watches you. There'll be an infrared eye on all the new cars to make sure children don't burn up in them, of course, and to that are watching you via the wireless network just to make sure there's no problem. It'll save lives. This is all admitted, documented. All cars will have satellite tracking taxation boxes or transponders tracking and taxing you, starting here in Austin in 2 years. They've already passed it. They say they don't care if we're all against it. $1,800 a year just to drive in the city off your tracker chip on average. And you'll have a national draft, and you'll just have it all, and you'll just love it, I'm sure. Or we can decide to fight against this and say no to it. We're about to go to your calls, but here it is out of the L.A. Times. DMV chief backs tax by the mile. Governor Arnold Darkness of the Darkness, that's what his name really means, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on Monday appointed a new Department of Motor Vehicles director who has advocated taxing motorists for every mile they drive by placing tracking devices in their cars. And cars made for the last 8 years all have the plug-ins for these. Into their ignitions. Isn't that nice? The idea would mean a significant overhaul. It's an overhaul, see? Of how California collects taxes to maintain its often crumbling roads. Oh, yes, they're crumbling because you're always stealing the money out of that fund. Actually, I've been to California a lot. The roads are not crumbling. Under the plan, the state gas tax, now 18 cents a gallon, will be replaced with a tax on every mile traveled by each car or truck. Yeah, they're talking about like 25 cents a mile to start. And it'll track everything you do. The notion has not been endorsed by Schwarzenegger. Oh, it's just the new guy he appointed. It's not his fault. But is gaining acceptance among transportation and budget experts as Californians drive increasingly more fuel-efficient cars. State road officials are alarmed that the gasoline tax will not rise enough money to keep up with road needs. Well, let me stop right there. I had a Wisconsin state senator on the show 6 years ago who was on the Federal Board of Transportation. And he faxed me the memos. He said, I'm against it. They know I'm against it, but they're moving with the states to push this. They're going to claim that because of fuel-efficient cars, there's not enough money. They're going to claim because of overstrapped state budgets. They've got to have this. They're going to put a satellite box in every car. You'll have to pay for it when you get your tags. They're only about $50 now. This will plug in, and they'll make sure you haven't rigged it or unplugged it. You'll have to plug in the box every certain number of fill-ups. It'll also have a transponder in it, so they'll check you at the gas pump. And they're going to keep, of course, the federal tax on that gas, and they're going to go ahead and keep charging you at the pump as well. And England's now bringing this out, and they say an average of 65 cents, that's the U.S. calculation, for driving period, and even more than that, it could be upwards of a pound or $2 to drive a mile during peak times. And, again, here in Austin, they admit, the government admits, $1,800 a year to start. I have the Kansas City Star from about a month ago. They're going to have one stretch of toll road. One 24-mile stretch of toll road. I even have that article, actually, in my truck. I ought to go get that. I showed it on TV last week, and that report's up on the website, prisonplanet.tv. But it's going to cost you $20 to go to work and come back. In Illinois, in Chicago, they already have it with the toll roads where, well, it's double the price if you pay at the cash window. And if you have the transponder, it's half price. Same thing in New York. I was just in New York and talked to the cabbies about this. And see, soon they're just going to completely phase it out. In fact, they said the system going in to be completed in the next 2 years, the first phases of it, the first phase is 9 toll roads on existing roads here in Austin. And by the way, it's statewide. It will be $1,800 a year. $1,800, and that's just a start. That's just a start. And Bush has now announced to Karl Rove and others on Meet the Press that, yes, we plan to get rid of the income tax down to about 10%. Then they can ratchet it back up. And we're going to give you a sales tax. Oh, it's so conservative. Federal control over every terminal, every cashier, every business, every internet business, everything. And they'll track and trace everything you buy, sell, and do. Even if you pay cash, you'll have to swipe your ID card because if you make under $15,000 a year, you're not going to have to pay the sales tax. It's, after all, graduated. And it's very fair. If you make over $1 million a year, why, it's going to be 35%. Let's get those rich people. Of course, the rich people predominantly own the government and own the systems that are going to be taxing you, and they just love it. Sure, I'll pay back some of the money I get off you into the system, and then later I can cut the taxes for myself after you're sold on it. I mean, this is such an incredible system. Everything you do, everything you buy, everything you sell, tracked and traced. And by the way, that's admitted by Congressman Bob Barr, by the ACLU,
by Tom DeWeese. All of them have looked at these bills, this legislation. This is what it does. Now, I told you 9-10 years ago about this. It's been federal plan that long. It takes this long to build the infrastructure. So the internal, but public, Department of Transportation memos and documents and statements and the guests we've had on, we've known. Remember, go back and listen to a show 5 years ago. I said exactly what's happening will happen by 2005. Not because I have a crystal ball, but because I go to the source documents. So now we're here, see. It's 2004, and they're a couple years behind in some areas, but not in others. They're already doing a test in Oregon. They've already passed the law to do all this, but to incrementally put it in. Oh, you get big discounts. You get big discounts if you go ahead and take the satellite tracker, and then it's real cheap. It's just a few cents a mile. We're just testing it right now. And then when you go to the gas stations, selected gas stations, you swipe your little card, or this little reader reads your K-Tag transponder. They're getting you all used to it now with your little, you know, Tiger passes and the rest of it. And then you don't just not have to pay the gas tax. You also get a discount on your fuel. Oh, Exxon and other major oil companies that are participating with Oregon because they care about you. Because they care. By the way, this argument that, oh, they've got to raise this new tax with satellite trackers and transponders because you got fuel-efficient cars, that's stupid. If they want to tell the public they need more money and just raise the gas tax because people are driving cars that get 35 miles instead of 15 miles a gallon, they can do that. By the way, that's a lot more popular than the satellite trackers. See, that isn't their reason, folks. It's about tracking and tracing and knowing what you do and what you're up to. And also, once they got this in place, folks, it's going to be unbelievable. Can you imagine if it's going to be $1,800 in Austin? $1,800. An unelected board's already passed it. They say they don't care what we say. Ha, ha, ha. Rick Perry laughs at us. He's the guy that appointed it. Rick Perry, hey, I got the voting machines. I got troops with machine guns. Shut up. I rule you. I don't care if 98% of you are against it in Houston, 93% in Austin. All right, let's go to calls. It's just pointless. Just a couple years from now when you're getting taxed and you can't drive your car anymore and you're forced to go use that bus and those trains they're putting in for you, and when you're being tracked and traced and everything you do is being controlled, just remember I warned you. Just remember. Jason, where are you calling us from?
Phoenix.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, Alex, when I first discovered you back about a year ago, everything that you're reporting on, all the facts, everything, I've thought finally somebody who has it together and who's out there in the public getting the word out and waking people up, and I just want to thank you for it.
Well, let me just say this. Have you ever heard Clark Howard?
Yes.
That Clark Howard, how would you do me? I'm your friend. But if you listen to him, he's behind the police state. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's got a great new system. We should all be for being tracked and taxed. Oh, it's going to save us money. I mean, what? And then the show before that, hi, this is Clark Howard. If you'd like to join a Tattletale Squad with me.
You know, and the thing is this, I bring up the people, you know, Bush is implementing this Nazi-like state, and I give examples of what Hitler did and examples of what Bush is implementing, and people still deny it, you know, on these various call-in radio shows here in Arizona. This is a very conservative state. I mean, I can't even get your program on a local station. I have to go on the Internet. And, you know, I even sent you an audio clip, emailed it to you, and it was one of these conservative things, I guess. And I mentioned about Bush and Kerry being cousins, and I got 30 seconds into the call, and they cut me off. You know, major censorship. They don't want to deal with the real facts.
Did they say it didn't exist, it wasn't true?
Well, what they said was, I said we should get to the real issues and the real news. And I sent you the clip. I don't know if you got it or not, but feel free to play it on your show. I mean, it's just amazing. She just laughed it off and said, oh, yeah, real issues, ha, 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 and then just went on.
This is how you handle them. You go, Bush is for open borders. Bush is for the assault weapons ban. Bush is for the free trade area of the Americas. Bush says our number one export is jobs.
And I want to know, how can I in my area, get involved changing things. Because Senator McCain, he is for all these, you know, tracking systems, doing this, doing that, the national ID card.
He's for the national ID card, the satellite tracker boxes, Arnold Schwarzenegger being president, assault weapons bans, open borders. He is a monster. Look, that guy isn't elected. We've seen major fraud in Arizona.
Right. And, well, how do I get involved? I mean, I want to go in and make a change. I mean, I cannot believe. I was in a discussion last night with somebody, and I even showed him the clip on Infowars.com of Bush admitting being in Skull and Bones, and he said that was fake. And I, even when they're presented with the facts.
So even when Bush goes on Meet the Press, it's fake.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then the Tom Brokaw clip you got on your site, played that for somebody, and they said, they even called that fake and even went as far as saying that they chopped it up to edit it. They accused you of editing it for your site. You know? So it's just ludicrous. I'm scared for America, man. I want my freedom back, damn it.
Listen, I hear you. I appreciate the call. Look, these people deep down are afraid, and they make whatever excuse they can to deny what's happening. Well, Bush backs a national sales tax, and I guess they're going to go for that. As I've been warning you for 6 years on that subject, since I learned of it, he backs all of this, and so do the Democrats. And so, Megan in Pennsylvania. Megan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear you today. A couple things. I emailed you a tip about a clip from CNN that was played in Europe, and I think it was from the beginning of this second invasion in Iraq, of another soldier shooting an Iraqi as the guy is, like, obviously injured and crawling away, and his friends start cheering, and then they show a clip of the kid saying, yeah, that felt so awesome, you just want to go do it again. So I emailed you that clip.
Yeah, I've got that clip, and, you know, the point is that if you're in an area that's been held by Marines for 24 hours, and there's people dead and dying around you, and you don't even know they're insurgents, and you just walk over and blow somebody's head off, and then they celebrate about it, you know, that's sick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, folks, they didn't celebrate in World War II when they blew somebody's head off. You know, that's the difference, is the reveling in the death.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I had one other thing. I don't know, Kris Kristofferson had just, re-released an album that he did in the 80s, and it was very much about Panama and Nicaragua and the things that we were doing down there. Very prophetic, actually, you know, for what is going on now. And I went to my record store last week to pick it up, and they're going to have to order it for me because since the election, so many people came in to buy this obscure CD. So you might want to look into it. It's very good, very good music and very inspiring music, too, at the same time.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Megan. Great call. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Ms. Jones?
Yeah, put him on hold. Just turn your radio off, bro. That'd be really, really great. And we'll go back to him in just a second. Okay, now let's go back to Charles. Charles, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. I seen that tape, too, with the guy shooting a crawling person, our soldiers shooting the civilians. I'm going to tell you something. Our soldiers are run by Satanism. And I'm going to tell you, I've lost respect for our troops over there. I lost respect for the American people. I don't know these people if they're just brain dead. You did everything in the world to wake them up. You sacrificed.
Well, let me stop you. It is true that our troops play the most demonic death metal music. I mean, folks, we got video of it. Satan power, 666, death, death. With human skulls on the front, with 666 on the tanks, 666 on the helicopters, coming in there. And, you know, burn, baby, burn, and just laughing as things blow up, just, there's video of it. There's people going, yes. I mean, it is just incredible.
Remember
that
huge chant.
Loudspeakers with the sounds of dying rabbits and chanting monks, just like Waco.
Yes, remember they taught them that in a chant. We gather all the kids in the schoolyard, throw them candy and warm down. They prepared them for this before they went.
Yeah, the new chants are, and I can't say all of it, but it was in the mainstream news. The new chant is about killing children.
Yes.
Giving them candy and then murdering them, which Joseph Mengele liked to do. Joseph Mengele, once a week or so, would drive out with a carload of kids, five-year-olds was his favorite, line them up on the side of the street, give them all chocolate, and then watch him eating the chocolate, and he'd walk over with a Luger and then shoot him in the head, and then he'd go do something in the car.
Well, let me say this, and please, And this is just what I feel today. I'm upset today. I'm like you. Some days I have bad days. I don't care what the American people say, what they do. They deserve what they get. Every one of us are responsible for that. We should be screaming out. We should be putting signs in our yards. No New World Order. Down with Bush. Down with the government. And they'll come up there and they'll say this and they'll say that and they'll agree with you. But when it comes time to work, they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to sacrifice their time or their money, or they don't want to support the show, or they're scared to talk. These people are scary idiots. They're scary idiots, Mr. Jones. The American people are finished.
Well, Charles, I don't totally agree with that view. Some of them are, but a lot of people are awake, are involved. The media just doesn't give them any attention, so you don't know about it.
We need to get you on television. Everybody send $20. Get you some showtime, and let's get off and really get down to work. To let the people start donating something while they still got something. Pretty soon they ain't going to have nothing.
Stay there, Charles. I'll let you finish.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Military is run by Satan, and I would have to agree that the globalists controlling America, Europe, and most of the world really are the devil incarnate. But that doesn't mean that the Iranian government's good or anybody else is. I mean, the Bible tells you that all these countries are run by the king of this world. So what you have is larger organizations of wickedness, like one larger mafia consolidating another mafia. But, you know, if people don't believe me, I can actually ask Paul Watson, who I know is about to come on in 30 minutes. If Paul's listening, or I'll try to call him during the break, he's usually listening. post all those Reuters and AP photos and articles with the tanks with human skulls on them and the 666 and those video clips with them playing the Slayer music, you know, the Rain Blood Satanism music, which seems to be the most popular. And that it's sanctioned. They have helicopters and tanks going playing it. And imagine the Iraqis think these are liberators. I mean, let's say you went and saw a Hollywood movie about some futuristic war. When the evil army comes into your city, they've got skulls and 666 on their tanks. You know, in a movie, you'd know those were the bad guys. But our troops are doing it, and, well, they're just having fun, you know. Let me tell you, if I was going into dangerous combat, the last thing I'd do would be dancing around in a 666 outfit with human skulls on my vehicle. I'd be praying to God for protection and to... And, you know, we just accept all this, you know, that our military, you know, its symbols are skulls and death, and, well, we're killers, and that's a cult brainwashing, folks. We didn't used to be like that. Our founding fathers didn't have the death motif. Our armies didn't have the death motif in World War One. That stuff started after World War One. Just Prussian brainwashing techniques they used here. But it's scary. I mean, if you haven't seen, I mean, a lot of the tanks and helicopters have 666 and beast and skulls and body parts hanging off of them. I mean, it's sick. It's mental illness. And these people are going to come back here and be our cops. It's scary. I mean, what do you think the Muslims, people who are even on our side, think when they see tanks driving along with 666 on them? They know what that is. And our generals actually don't just put up with it, they promote it. Charles, finish up. What were you saying?
These listeners could start putting ads in the paper to listen to your show. Put signs in the yard. Get some tapes. Do something more than we're doing. And you putting your heart out. We need to put a little bit more effort to help you get this show on or get you on television. But calling up griping every day and not doing nothing is not doing no good. We must look in our hearts and try to find the strength.
Charles, there's never been an awakening taking place like there is now. You have made over 4,000 copies of my videos, correct? And given them to people. I've even seen articles about it. You've taken incredible action in your area, and others are doing it. There are signs and yards. People have, without me asking, put ads in newspapers. And I think I'm doing one of the best jobs out there.
Yes, sir.
But there are other people we can support. And I just want to thank you, Charles.
I want to thank you, because I'll tell you the truth. If it wasn't for you, believe it or not, and I'm not praising you, these people wouldn't know where they're at all. And they better thank God for you every night that you got the guts to stand up for this country and their children, but they don't stand up for themselves. And thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Charles.
Take care. Now, the reason this broadcast is important is because you can hear other people that think the same way, and it's a community. But, again, Peter Jennings and Dan Rather and the rest of them create the illusion that we're all alone, create the illusion that we don't have the majority view. I mean, major poll, 95-plus percent in California are against Schwarzenegger's satellite tracker boxes. 93% in Austin, 98% in Houston. Really, we're the majority view. Most people know it's bad to give kids psychotropic drugs. But the government puts two-thirds of the foster kids on them. You know, I mean, we're really got the majority view. Most people think putting 666 and playing heavy metal death music isn't good in your tank. I mean, it's not like we're radical. They're radical. We'll be right back.
Introducing...